You're listening to SBS News.
The attacks happened while Christians attended Easter services. Professor Damien Kingsbury from Deakin University says the Sri Lankan civil war that ended in 2009 was based around nationalism and ethnic identity rather than religion. He says these attacks are different.
Yes, it would appear very much that Christians have been the primary target of these bombings, although the wider campaign would appear to be attacking Westerners as well. And this is not like previous ethno-religious violence in Sri Lanka. In the past, it's been predominantly revenge or retribution attacks, one ethnic group against another. In this case, whilst there's been anti-Muslim rioting in the last couple of years, this really appears to be part of perhaps a global jihad.
According to the country's 2012 census, less than 8% of Sri Lankans are Christian, most of them Roman Catholic, and are mainly descendants of Portuguese colonists. Hindus amount to about 12% and Muslims to less than 10%, while the majority are Buddhist. The country experienced some instability since its civil war ended, but there was nothing of this magnitude. Professor Kingsbury says it's still unclear what the jihadi group's primary motivation was.
What is known is that a number of Muslim Sri Lankans did travel to the Middle East in recent times and joined with Al-Qaeda and or Islamic State. And some of those fighters have now returned to Sri Lanka. Now, if that is correct, the targeting of Christians would appear to be then part of a wider global jihadi agenda rather than a specifically Sri Lankan agenda.
A terrorism expert from the Australian National University, Clive Williams, shares that view.
They think that Christians are responsible for discrimination against Muslims over very many years and for atrocities against Muslims. And, you know, they'll go back to the period of the Crusades and talk about the kinds of things that were done during the Crusades. So it's a perception that over very many centuries that Muslims have deliberately been targeted by Christians. And so that's, I think, where they're coming from.
In jihadist ideology, true believers are Sunni Muslims, often subscribing to a particular form of Salafi ideology. Professor Kingsbury says it's a highly intolerant form of Islam, and its main target is the West, not least because of its involvement in many recent wars in the Middle East. He says minorities are a special target.
Look, certainly minorities are vulnerable to attack. In all of this sort of rhetoric or this ideology of exclusion, there is a notion that we are the pure, we are the pure community. That means outsiders or other are impure and must be either killed or excluded, removed, gotten rid of. It's part of what we're seeing globally, a rising trend towards a sort of a nationalist chauvinism or a religious chauvinism.
News of the bombings interrupted Easter services worldwide, and after celebrating Mass in Rome, Pope Francis said the bombings had brought mourning and sorrow to the Christian community. Dubravka Valoda, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.